Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, the first chapter. The Holy Apostle writes, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. St. Paul here writes from his prison cell, and yet we find him joyful. He did not hide from or shun the difficulties that came with the office of the holy ministry. He didn't turn and go the other way when he saw disease or death. He embraced his work, the work that he learned from his Lord and Master Jesus. He walked through the valley of the shadow of death and feared no evil. But of course, evil kept finding him. And so we find him imprisoned as we read his little epistle. But he is locked up and yet free. A prisoner, yet having a crown of victory on his head. He has the treasures of Christ, though he suffers shackles. He is not focused on himself, as you might expect. It is our natural thing to do. But we find that his heart goes out to the church at Philippi, to her bishop and her deacons. He knows these saints. He knows their devotion, how unwearied their course was. For they shared the same faith, the same love, the same hope, the same joy. And people who share these things have good reason to rejoice together in the hope of immortality and glory. So his letter sings of his joy in Christ and the resulting joy in his brethren. He is not focused on himself, but upon the Lord Jesus and his church. So we might ask ourselves, how are we doing lately? Where are our hearts and minds as we are compelled to sit in our COVID-ish cells? Admit it, you have been very focused on yourself. How we people moan and groan, how coddled we are in these latter days. We fret about what people will think about us or see us doing. We want to be thought of as good people, as people who get along, people who fit in. But we are filled with fear, obsessed with fear, afraid of fear. We are so very consumed with this little blip in history, and we seem to give very little thought to the eternal life that we have in Christ our Lord. And so I say to you, repent. Repent and go to your pastor and receive absolution and mercy. Also, pray for an increase of courage to face the demanding days that seem to have settled upon us. Know this, that the Lord promises to give us what we need. This is especially so in the matter of courage. In his prison cell, Paul received courage from the Holy Spirit. But he also had other examples before him. He had Joseph and Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Jeremiah, and other fathers who were godly examples of courageous men to him. They were an example, as the saints are, that great cloud of witnesses, an example to him of suffering and dying for the sake of the truth. They taught him that he would not be loved as he fulfilled his holy office, that he would need a forehead of bronze, that he would need to be a man serving in a man's office. But know this, this is no worldly virtue that we speak of. It cannot be generated out of stoic resolve. This courage comes down from above. It is how our fathers were sustained in their trials. And St. Paul received the same from the same Spirit. This is heavenly courage that has its eyes on Jesus. For Jesus has gone before us into his death and risen from the grave. He has ascended and rules all things for the benefit of his church as he sits at the right hand of his Father. And this gives us cheer. For Christ has won the victory over our enemies. Our captain rallies his saints, and he raises our spirits and cheers our hearts. And so Paul writes this little letter, filled with heavenly joy and courage, filled with the affection of Christ, which is also his as the apostle of Jesus. It is very full of honest joy and encouragement. He bursts out with it with his first words, and he ends the letter on the same note. It is not a false bravado. He isn't affecting a stiff upper lip so that others wouldn't worry about him. Paul honestly says that he yearns for the congregation at Philippi, that he has a great affection for them. He uses the little word that President Harrison talks to us so much about, splanchnon, the great love that wells up from deep within. Literally, the word means from the bowels. It is that deep longing, that great tender affection, that love that is almost inexpressible, that always moves itself toward someone else. It is very wonderful to read how he has them in his heart in his imprisonment, even as he suffers the judgment of an ungodly government, that the congregation did not slip from his memory. I say to you, saints, that you should pray for your pastors, that they would be such bold men. The times have become hard, and there is no going back. We need pastors who will follow Jesus' example of touching the bier, of socializing with lepers, and of Paul's example of going to prison. We need pastors who can and will rouse us to faith by word and deed, who will teach us to detach ourselves from mammon and the false comforts of this world for the joy of Christ. We need pastors who can do more than simply hold hands, who do better than just speak calmly in times of stress, who do not strive to fit in with the powerful. Pray for your pastors. Pray for your seminaries. Pray that these men be given a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Pray that they receive courage from the Holy Spirit, that their hearts would not be fearful, nor would they faint, but if they do, that they would be restored and stand again. Paul's chains are a confirmation of the gospel. That is, the gospel of Jesus Christ brought those chains upon him. And that is what our suffering for the gospel is too. We suffer for the sake of Christ. And suffering for the sake of the gospel is a holy thing. You are being counted worthy to suffer for the sake of Jesus. You, your body, your mind, your soul mean much more to Jesus than any political party, than nation or plague. You are loved by Jesus. He bestows courage upon you in your suffering so that you might lift up your heads from your devices, from your TVs that blare endless noise at you, and the endless stream of words that entice you constantly into fear. Lift up your eyes to the cross. Be emboldened by his sacrifice and his rising from the dead. Learn from him to be patient, to persevere, to endure. The one who endures everything, including persecution and imprisonment, shows that he does not suffer for a human reason, but for the sake of God. The world may view this as weakness or reproach, but that simply confirms the word of Jesus that his faithful will suffer on his behalf. To the Lord's pastors, I speak the Lord's word to Jeremiah to you. And I, behold, I make you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control, that is courage, sound minds, and joy. And so we pray in these last days, come, Lord Jesus, embolden your pastors, strengthen your congregations, be our light of consolation. We love the day of your appearing. Grant us hope as we mourn in this dim world. Send forth the beams of your light and cheer us as we wend our way home. Lord, let us meet you with joy and gladness. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Michael and Irene Paul, who serve the Lord in Taiwan. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.